The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Advice.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too, all at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice, you'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today, because if we got an exciting show for you, so listen up, because here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years experience in the field of alternative health therapies, and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well. At 340 Hana Highway, Kahului. And you know,
When you say alive and well, it's so mellifluous.
It is mellifluous. It flows and it exudes all the gracious and happy and everything I feel about Alive and Well. And Alive and Well is right there with wonderful organic supplements and combinations and proteins and best prices and the best certification of good, healthy, organic stuff you've ever had.
And what about the service? We got any service over there?
We got service all the time. We got the terrific. We don't have to be the military there to have great service, but we've got great service. And hand in hand with the magnificent, awesome, amazing broth cafe at Alive and Well. And remember, the word broth is broad spectrum. Broth, whether you're vegan or vegetarian, or whether you love organic wild fish, organic meats or chickens, all those choices are there at the Broth Cafe. And we are endlessly grateful all the time for the local organic Maui farmers, because we get the organic, wonderful, magnificent produce every day delivered to Alive and Well, and in all kinds of ways using it. Beautiful salads, magnificent concentrations, the cooked vegetables, fresh squeezed organic juices that we do right there at Alive and Well, only in glass, and all of these things are available. And it's just amazing. We could talk about, and we are going to talk about it, but in addition, over at the magnificent and delicious Vortex, you get just what you were saying, Dan. You were speaking about the mellifluous joy flowing. Tell me more about the Vortex and Vortex water and what it is at Alive and Well.
Is Vortex water mellifluous?
It's mellifluous means a flow, an unobstructed flow.
Well, this certainly
life
flows.
And life and dynamic joy and health. What could be more important? Talk about it.
You just did, honey. Terms you use are exactly what Vortex water is.
Yeah?
And Vortex water is extra filtered and irradiated. It's neutralized of any toxins
any
in the water.
Any toxin, okay. And the highest oxygen in all. Go ahead.
And the highest oxygen. But you don't want the highest oxygen.
Go
you
right
want
ahead.
The right ratio of oxygen to what?
Hydrogen.
And you got it. Okay.
That's the first time I actually got it right. Hydrogen and oxygen molecules.
You are a real gas girl.
Well, you know, I was very inspired many, many, many years ago, way before we ever had the Vortex water, by Otto Warburg, mm-hmm. Dr. Otto Warburg, in as far back as 1938, that is before I came onto the planet, as far back as 1938, Dr. Otto Warburg got the Nobel Prize in Medicine, the highest award ever,
mm-hmm.
Nobel Prize in Medicine, for the realization that in a basic and oxygen-rich milieu, hardly a disease, not even cancer, can arise. Warburg became a huge inspiration for many doctors and much news that went across the planet.
Mm-hmm. And just as Otto said, it is remarkable in its anti-cancer effects, pathogenic effect.
Exactly.
Of any pathogen. That's a cold, a virus, a whatever bacteria, yeast, a fungus, or mold, whatever it might be. It ain't got a chance in the vortex water.
That's right. No chance. You can't. The bad guys don't live there. We don't let the bad guys into Alive and Well in the vortex of the Broth Cafe. Bad guys don't get there.
No way.
And when you're speaking about what we don't let in, let's remember too that to tell, remind everyone, Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. We want people on medications or take them off medications. Doctors area, strictly educators about what doctors like Dr. Otto Warburg, like what doctors have learned about nutrients, about the healthy, wonderful nutrients in clinical trials and all the ways of investigation. Okay?
Okay. To us, that's the only way. Okay? Because all drugs have undesirable side effects.
Tell me about it.
And when you're dealing with the doc, with the regular doctors, MDs, fine, wonderful. That's where you go. That's where you go. But they are dependent on what the drug companies tell them and what the drug companies recommend they use. And according to holistic physicians we've met over the last 60 years, none of those MDs who confess to us ever studied nutrition in college. It wasn't part of the curriculum.
Right.
It was drugs after drugs after drugs. And holistic physicians go another way. Drugs are effective. They can reduce symptoms of a disease, but they don't rebuild, renew, restore healthy tissue. They don't create the life that nutrients create in every little microscopic cell in your whole entire body.
Right.
That's what life is all about, is creating life.
Right.
And that's what nutrients do. They sustain, create, and restore health function of every cell in your body.
Do you know, so when we share testimonials, we aren't making claims. We are sharing what the joy you've had, either from the Broth Cafe, the great things that Alive and Well, and what great nutrients have done and great information has done for you. We are not making claims about that. But you know, when we're talking about the broth, and this is just in the last few days, it just makes me feel very vortex. It gives me that mellifluous flow, like right from the tops of the Himalayan mountains, whatever.
I do, but too. I'm always in a spin.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. You are
I'm
in
vortexed.
A spin. I think that's what made me attracted to you in the first place. When I met you as an actor and everything else, not only were you a genius and everything else, are you still? But you put me in a spin.
You made me spin.
Okay, yeah. But that's another story.
In spite of the fact that I can't dance,
I
was spinning but not
dancing.
Thing?
If Fred Astaire were here and Gene Kelly, maybe we could finally convince you to get a little move on this one. But anyway. Let's say, you know, it was just beautiful because a lady came in and I'll talk to her about her amazing testimonial, but she brought her friend in with her and they were eating at the Broth Cafe.
Right.
And the friend said right out, she said that the food at the broth, this is her words, is terrific and exceptional as she was eating the magnificent combination. Best of the best, her own words. And she said, I am so happy eating here. And that very same day, when we were leaving and the store and going over to our car, a man pulled up in his car. He shouted joyfully, I love your restaurant. I said, okay, let's put it on tape.
All right, okay.
And the first lady who brought in her friend, this lovely lady was many years after menopause. She said that she had been shrouded in misery, aches, all, and many more symptoms. Don't we know that one? You know, what? I've seen that 1,000 times and had it.
I go through menopause.
Oh, menopause.
Right.
Okay, we're talking menopause, which is not necessarily men, but you know, okay. Anyway, that's another story. But she said that when she took certain supplements, after getting a discussion that we had over there, she said that the Alive and Well helped so much almost right away. She says, particularly the happy, as well it says, progesterone cream, all negative symptoms vanished almost right away. She feels terrific, and again, Boy, I could see the exercise. She, her legs, everything looked terrific. She does lots of exercise and looks awesome. She says, it's just changed my life, and it did it almost right away.
Oh,
we've
wonderful,
heard that
wonderful.
From, about the Happy Progesterone Cream for all different ages right. and all different situations. And always reminds me, too, that even in serious subjects, like when I was in my, I wouldn't have been here. When I was in my 40s and we were working with a top nutritionist in a long time ago, you know,
sure.
And I had the doctor specialist told me, your breasts are like solid beanbags, total rocks. There's no normal tissue. Those are his exact mm-hmm. words. We are going to have to amputate or you'd be dead within a short span. You won't live longer than 6 months. You have the most serious condition. And our dear wonderful man that we were working with, a top nutritionist, he'd heard about the work of Dr. John Lee, discovering about the natural progesterone from the concentrated from the leaves of plants, and then concentrated in a cream form, which is had to be used in order mm-hmm. for the body to. He got the cream in for me, and then I put it on breast tissue, and within 2 months, what had been solid rocks, no normal tissue, was 100%. Normal. Mm-hmm. That's nearly 40 years ago. I've used it since then. I've been 100% normal. I never got what they, I didn't have what they said I had, and I didn't have,
well,
I
you
didn't
did
get,
have the cysts had this, and the fibroids.
Oh, I had solid rocks.
Right.
And all of those normalized within 2 months using the natural
right.
cream, and been normal all these years, nearly four decades.
And the reason that women develop these negative situations, the cysts and the fibroids, is that as you become into your mid to late 30s and early 40s and subsequent years, your body stops making progesterone.
That's right.
What?
I know.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And the irregularities in the tissue and the development of cancers develop because of what? Excess estrogens doing their work, and no progesterone to neutralize the side effects, the toxicity of excess estrogens. So it isn't a matter of fact that you're losing your estrogens in your 40s and in your 50s that creates the menopause. It's the progesterone that disappears, okay? By using, as Dr. John Lee said more than 50 years ago, using the bioidentical progesterone cream, as
right.
you mentioned, honey,
yes.
neutralizes the excess estrogenic toxicity that develops, which leads into the irregular breast tissues.
That's right, and I know that, you know, one of the things, another way of, that they had defined it is it fills receptor sites in breast, mm-hmm. endometrial, and ovarian tissue, and doesn't allow the hyperstimulation of toxic estrogens to cause the growth of cysts, fibroids, and tumors. All of those are heavy bleeding. And you know, for all different ages, the word progesterone, originally when it was discovered, and not that we're not talking about the synthetic drugs, we're talking about the natural from the plants. What it was originally...
And the natural in your own body.
Right. And
your
what
body
it was originally
makes it.
Discovered about natural progesterone, the word meant progestation, promoting a healthy pregnancy. Because it would prevent the loss of pregnancies, too. We've had many women come in who had prior lost pregnancies, and I'm telling them about the work of Dr. Lee and the use of transdermal natural progesterone, that everything normalized out and the body didn't lose the babies. Mm-hmm. But it also meant it was also a happy PMS, because it helped to stop a lot of the pain and the heavy bleeding of periods, which caused so much pain in women and all of that type of thing, you know.
And you know who else gets periods of pain and irregularity and mental and emotional torment?
No.
Men.
I thought you were going to say that, but I felt you wouldn't like it if I said that about men.
Oh, okay.
You would say, are you accusing men of having this? No,
well,
I would let you, I'm letting you take stage on the male thing.
Okay.
Take stage.
Okay, baby. Center stage. yeah, it's ironic, isn't it, that men make progesterone and make estrogen? What? Well, not so much when they're younger, but as they get into their 40s and in the 50s, there's an enzyme which becomes very active, and that enzyme reduces the progesterone in your body and reduces your testosterone in your body and converts your testosterone, what? Huh? Converting my testosterone into what? Into estrogens. And estrogens create, well, lack of erectile ability and the lack of sex drive and lack of physical energy and a whole bunch of other pre-cystic activities in the testicles and in the reproductive organs. But, as Dr. John Lee said more than 50 years ago, by using the bioidentical progesterone, as Mona just talked about, that's helping right. to balance out the hormones in a female body, the bioidentical progesterone, in a cream form, again, reduces the estrogens.
That's right.
Huh? Reduces the estrogens toxicity. And allows more normal activity of urinary function, of testicular function, of erectile ability, all kinds of things that go on in a male anatomy, which become old. Why? Because it's called aging. But the progesterone, by replacing the missing progesterone and reducing the 5-alpha reductase inflammatory enzyme, it reduces the estrogenic excess that creates all the problems.
All the problems. Isn't that beautiful?
It is.
And we have that cream for a man.
Right.
So it's the exact right dosage and the exact right way of using it.
And it's anti-cancer.
Anti-cancer, right, because again, that estrogenic cause of cancer too.
And it prevents irregular clotting and does all kinds of regular, normal things that are so normal you don't even consider them when you're 20 years old or 30 years old. But my mid-40s, look out, folks, my 50s, oh my God, I'm becoming a who am I? Well, the bioidentical progesterone cream created by Dr. John Lee.
From a natural, absolute natural source.
Right.
You know, no synthetic whatsoever,
right.
Just concentrated. But again, just even as Dr. Oz said on television, Dr. Niels Larson, head OBGYN Mount Sinai Medical Center, it has to be used in a cream form taken by mouth. It's inactivated.
Yeah.
It has to be used through the skin. That's the big thing about
transdermal.
That. Not synthetic. Transdermal. And you know, what has stayed with me so many years, and you and I will be talking about Dan, and I'll give it to you after a while, okay? Is that I remember when we were so young on the mainland and all that, and had opened the first health food store, et cetera, in the five towns in Long Island in New York. And the thing is, it was very, very big with the very famous doctors, the orthomolecular medicine service,
mm-hmm.
orthomolecular, the things that they discovered about vitamin D3 building up the immune system, preventing cancer, as they said it, and did a lot of clinical trials. But orthomolecular medicine, I want to tell you, this is so important, and after I read part of it, I'm going to give it to you to read and comment.
That's very generous.
So this is immediately that came out. The orthomolecular medicine news service, immediate receipt. The orthomolecular medicine news service, OMNS, is an independent, peer-reviewed public education service dedicated to advancing nutritional and orthomolecular medicine. And it talks about when it was founded a long time ago.
Orthomolecular means straighten out the molecules, okay?
Orthomolecular Medicine Service was created to make scientific information on vitamins, nutrition, and integrative health freely and widely accessible, especially in the face of censorship, bias, and institutional neglect. Since its founding, it was founded as a response to the Journal of Orthomolecular Medicine. But since its founding, OMNS has published over 470 peer-reviewed articles, translated into 8 languages, contributions from a global editorial board of more than 40 scientists and physicians. Did you hear that? More than 40 scientists and physicians. Importantly, OMNS operates without advertising, sponsorship, no industry or government funding. It maintains full editorial independence to ensure the uncensored dissemination of health information based solely on scientific evidence and clinical experience with the goal of enriching public health worldwide. During the COVID-19 pandemic, OMNS played a vital role in countering, going against medical censorship and promoting life-saving, nutrition-based protocols released over 40, 55 bulletins just in 2020 alone. And could you please read this on nutritionist therapy, the orthomolecular difference?
Give me that. Okay. Nutrition as therapy from the orthomolecular difference. At the heart of the orthomolecular mission lies a distinct nutritional philosophy known as orthomolecular nutrition. Orthomolecular nutrition differs fundamentally from conventional approaches in both philosophy and in clinical practice. While conventional nutrition often focuses on meeting minimal daily requirements to prevent deficiency diseases such as scurvy or rickets, orthomolecular nutrition seeks to optimize health by providing optimal, not merely minimal, levels of essential nutrients. That's so aptly put. I try to explain this to folks every day about the difference between the Alive and Well vitamin formulas and the standard on the market vitamin formulas. Everything is designed to be the recommended daily allowance, which is simply a renaming of the old title, which is called minimum daily requirement. Well, minimum daily requirement is just the minimum, the very minimum to keep you standing and breathing. Not necessarily a very active life.
Yeah, but minimum, just minimum.
The minimum to get you through the day. Well, optimal gives you optimal. I don't think any one of you hearing the program ever performs at a minimum level of performance in your job or your relationships. If you did, you wouldn't have a job or you wouldn't have a relationship. But when you do the optimal level or the maximal level, which is what most people function on, then you need optimal levels of sustenance, of nutrients to keep you going. Getting back to the article, okay. This approach, says the Orthomolecular Society, involves the use of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other natural substances in doses that are frequently much higher than governmental recommended daily allowance, which is simply a renaming of the minimum daily requirement. These dosages are tailored to individual needs based on genetic variation, metabolic demands, and disease states. As the Orthomolecular Society emphasizes, orthomolecular therapy is guided by biochemical individuality, clinical experience, and a solid foundation of scientific research which prioritizes therapeutic results over consensus-based minimum norms. Orthomolecular medicine views nutrients not merely as supplements to an otherwise balanced diet, but as powerful therapeutic agents capable of preventing and managing and reversing chronic diseases. This paradigm shift elevates nutrition from a peripheral concern to a central pillar.
Very important.
Let me finish the article.
Yeah.
This paradigm shift elevates nutrition from a peripheral concern to a central pillar of personalized, evidence-based health generation.
I love the way they're saying it's not just not a peripheral, because you know you think about that. It often reminds me of the acting thing. Just a little, somebody that came on stage and maybe dropped off something or said a word or two and left. The central stage was the star player.
That's right.
And they're talking here about nutrition is the star players, but I remember hearing about that so often, and the nutrients that one of them was vitamin D3, concentrating about how it helped the body fight cancer, all the different things, helped the immune system to be more stable, and other things that they were discovering. And also, they talk about worldwide scientists and top doctors reporting in the peer-reviewed medical studies that they actually quote. This is not, garbage. It's the real stuff.
It's real science.
Yeah.
It isn't commercialized drug therapy. Look what the people that we knew and we read and studied when we were younger. Adele Davis.
Right.
Carlton Frederick.
Dr. Carlton Frederick.
Okay. Yes. Linda Clark.
Yeah.
All these people were in their own right, scientists, because they investigated whatever nutritional science was happening at the time. And they're the ones, and go back to Nobel-winning, award-winning scientists that emphasize optimal nutrients.
Optimal nutrients. Oh, yes.
Okay? Maximal, optimal, not minimal, because minimal is minimal.
Tiny, tiny, tiny. Forget it.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, it's amazing because we're constantly reading to you about, and all of the evidence-based, completely about medical doctors. He's another medical doctor, Chauncey Crandall, MD, that it's a myth that Alzheimer's is a normal part of aging. Myth, meaning it's a lie. It's a lie. It's a fabrication. It's not true.
And the myth misses the central point of the whole problem.
Right. What you lose the nutrients that you need to keep your brain in proper function.
And you miss your brain. You're just gone.
Yeah, you know, not missing, you're miffing it. You're miffing it if you kind of stutter. But miff means a lie. Miss is something else. Okay? All right?
All right, baby.
So he says right here, MD, top cardiologist, okay? There are many myths about Alzheimer's, he says. A big one is the assumption that it occurs as a part of normal aging. That's not true. Alzheimer's is a disease that attacks the brain, and they assume that Alzheimer's and dementia are the same thing. They are not. The causes of dementia, and there are many things he talks about, vascular disease, Parkinson's disease, degenerative diseases, but he talks about the importance of the nutrients to keep the brain in proper functioning, okay? And with aging, he says, nerve cells shrink in number and volume, the connections deteriorate, become less extensive, and a shrinking brain is only one of the many changes. Cell-damaging free radicals accumulate. And he says that aging speeds up an imbalanced process of inflammation in the brain, as well as the entire body. We've talked about this so many times, about taking the right nutrients that stop inflammation, okay? And we'll get in, I want you to get into that in a second, about the top natural anti-inflammation. But
sure.
He brings up the point here. He brings up a major point, okay, that the master of brain support are the omega-3 fish oils, DHA, and EPA, okay? And thank God we had the top specialists put together of the purest form of high concentration EPA and DHA from the wild fish oils with no contaminants, but very high potency.
And not the minimum daily requirement.
No, maximum.
Okay.
Right. And this doctor is going on to say, you may not realize this, fathead. I'm saying that. You may not realize
this. That's a compliment. I thank you.
But he's reinforcing just what we've said,
fathead. Absolutely.
But I love the shape of your head, but I won't call you fathead that much.
Well, I enjoy the fat remnants that linger between my ears.
So. I love it. Okay, just like he says here. Okay, you may not realize this, says the doctor. 60% of your brain is composed of fat.
60%.
And we've said that here. Omega-3 fats provide, and then you get that from the super concentration purest fish oils. Omega-3 fats provide the building blocks for your brain's 86 billion nerve cells. Have you said that many times?
I don't you hear me saying that as I'm walking around the house?
I hear you counting all the time, all those nerve cells of the brain. I say.
But also, and now, and wait a minute.
Yeah.
86 billion nerve cells in your brain, between your ears, from the right ear to the left ear, 86 million. Okay. Then how many mitochondria in each one of those brain cells?
And you have to tell, we're going to hold on to that until he finishes the sentence. And since your body can't make them, you must get these omega-3s from your food, but also your supplementation with the super pure fish oils, high concentration.
Because the food supply does not provide that anymore.
No, and he says, medical research, says the doctor, he highlights this, demonstrates that consumption of more of these fish oil wild omega-3s produce larger, more functional brains. A 2009 scientific review concluded that these omega-3 fatty acids play a major role in promoting healthy outcomes associated with age-related cognitive decline in older adults, okay? Now, he talks about all of these. They also, he speaks also that these EPA, DHA, are they're the most abundant fats in the brain cells involving memory, et cetera. They also promote heart health, okay? Promote heart health. Because so that's really just like what the Harvard doctors discovered. If everybody took the super pure omega-3 fatty acids, we reduced the number one cause of death. They did a meta-analysis of all the medical research done on those fish oils and found that they reduced the number one cause of death, sudden cardiac arrhythmia, which could kill 1.2 million Americans every year. We would reduce it by 88 to 92%. He said if everybody took the purest high concentration fish oil,
high
we would
concentration.
Say, and they said it would save a minimum of 900,000 American lives every year. Did we hear that?
I heard it.
Okay, and he promote and they go on to say the importance also of the other things like the cardio Q10 and also and phosphatidylserine, which is a nutrient. But they also make a very important thing here that the active ingredient in curcumin, okay, in turmeric, okay, high concentration with the high bioavailability, it helps to balance the brain-derived neurotrophic factor and reduces the inflammation. Can you talk about
that? But you don't get a high potency, high concentration in turmeric.
No, and that's what they say right here. You need that bioperine extract for improved absorption to make a difference.
But also you've got to have a high concentration of the curcumin, which you don't get unless you're taking Pain Power.
Talk about that.
Okay. Why do we mention Pain Power? Because it's so effective.
For a zillion things, including inflammation in the brain. Go ahead, baby.
Is inflammation the name of the game?
Yes, it is.
Chronic inflammation is the name of the game in every negative health development. Can I say that again?
Yes.
Every negative health development, say all holistic physicians and even drug science, says that chronic inflammation is the creator of every negative health development. Every negative health development, which means what? Heart disease and cancer and Alzheimer's disease. And you name the disease, because the inflammation is fire. Fire burns. And what does it burn? It burns up the enzyme activity between cells. It burns up the cell walls. It destroys all cells are subject to inflammation. Light a match and hold your other hand over the match. How long can you do that? Ooh, that burns. So you pull your hand away. But the cells are captive to your anatomy. They can't escape. But when the inflammation is prevalent in the chronic condition that precedes every negative health development, those cells can't escape and they burn up and start to dysfunction.
Disintegrate, yeah. And
they
disintegrate.
Dysfunction. Whether it's an enzyme reaction that you need, whether it's a cell you need, whether it's a neuron, whether it's a whatever. When it's fire burns and that causes destruction and that causes impairment of natural body health creation.
And Al Sears, MD, in talking about the brain, is another leading doctor. And I'm quoting from him, in talking about the brain, this is what Al Sears is saying, the same thing you did, that chronic brain inflammation is one of the hidden causes of cognitive decline, and the losing of the memory, the losing of the mind, okay? And one of the things he says right here, that he says just what you were saying, the best anti-inflammatory I've ever found, says Al Sears, has astonishing brain protective qualities, okay? But that was what the curcumin, which is that.
Does he mention curcumin there? Yes.
That's what he says right there. The best anti-inflammatory I've ever found has astonishing brain protective qualities.
Okay. The best, say it again, the best. What does he say?
This is the best, says Dr. Sears, MD. This is the best anti-inflammatory I've ever found. It has astonishing brain protective qualities.
And that's in Pain Power.
That's right.
Pain Power reduces the pain of a bad brain, but it also reduces the pain of your knuckles, of your knees, of your hip, of your back, wherever the pain is. You've got an inferno of chronic inflammatory burning up. and pain power reduces the pain because it puts out the fire.
You know, and he supports that, just what you said. Medical studies show that curcumin boosts the proliferation and survival of newly generated cells in the hippocampus, memory and thought, that part of the brain from them. It does this, it boosts the proliferation, the growth, the starting to grow again. When you think it can't happen again, it happens again. And survival of newly generated cells, which it does, and he quotes all the medical studies. There's a whole list here. In the hippocampus, the thinking part of the brain.
I couldn't have said it better.
Okay. And if you want to...
No, it's amazing.
Yes, it is.
Because it's hard for me to conceive. It was hard for me to conceive that something as common, as normal, as curcumin could be in putting out the fire.
In all different ways. In all different ways, right? In all different ways.
Not just the brain, the eyes. Okay, the toes,
that's right.
The gangrene, all the different developments of cellular debris, of destruction,
right.
And debris are neutralized with a sufficient amount of curcumin found in the pain power.
Now, you're doing a myriad of things, and it's free of all allergens, it's free of any side effects or anything like that. No side effects.
And curcumin... pain power isn't just curcumin.
No.
It has aromatase and natokinase and serratiopeptidase peptidase and amla and piperine, a host of anti-inflammatories going along with curcumin.
And Boswellia, the ancient Mother Mary, don't forget.
Yes, all those things support and promote anti-inflammatory conditions, which puts out the fire.
And free of all allergens or any kind of side effects. And that's very important for a lot of people, too.
Absolutely. Well, absolutely. The allergies are, again, an inflammatory response.
Right.
And now, people say the source of curcumin is the herb turmeric.
Turmeric.
But turmeric contains... just a little bit of curcumin. It's the minimum amount of curcumin in every turmeric. Well, the pain power concentrates several different sources of bioidentical, or the original curcumin itself. And in so doing, it reduces inflammation on a major, major
right.
effective way.
Right. That's right. And you know, he goes on to say too, again, just like the other doctor was saying, your brain's favorite fat are the EPA DHAs from the fish oils, which are so the purest fish oil. And he says this omega-3 fatty acid combination it supports the synaptic plasticity, the brain's ability to adapt and create new neural pathways, new neurons, new neural pathways. Very important. It also increases BDNF levels in the hippocampus.
Brain-derived neurotransmitter.
The area of the brain where memories are processed and retrieved. And again, medical thing. These fish oils, this type of omega-3 fatty acids, are absolutely critical for purity and concentration.
Go back to the first part of that paragraph that you were reading.
Yes. The omega-3 fatty acid combination upregulates BDNF and supports synaptic plasticity.
Plasticity.
That's the flexibility, neuronal flexibility.
And not only the neuronal, but the capillaries and the arterioles.
That's right.
Keep in mind, sugar and refined carbohydrates and all the chemicals and all the preservatives and all the flavorings and all the trash is put into commercial foods create inflammation.
That's what they do, and destruction.
And when the inflammation is created, it burns up, it cauterizes. You know the term cauterize is to...
cut.
Well, it's to close off.
Close off, yes, right.
To kill.
To kill.
And these are microscopic little blood passageways which go to your eyes and your brains and your little toe. It's by the time the red blood cells get there with nutrients and oxygen for every invisible cell, the capillaries are invisible themselves.
That's right. So,
and a little bit of heat or a lot of heat burns up those little capillaries and they're closed off. When they close off, the nutrients can't get through to the desired destination, which,
so
is,
this is, so
which is a healthy cell.
To do the so right thing. Yes, that's right, absolutely. And
so when the nutrients can't get to the cell, mm-hmm. the oxygen can't get to the cell,
right.
what happens to the cell? It dies. And that's called blindness if you're a diabetic, because the sugar cauterizes the tiny little capillaries bringing nutrients to your eyes, and the cell dies. When enough cells in your eye die, where goes your vision? Oh, it's not there, folks. It's gone.
And he supports, going right on with the other nutrients, he says, to recreate your brain and recreate the brain's activity, is, he says, another star player is N-acetylcysteine.
Oh, tell me about it.
NAC. And he says, take a 600 milligram, which is exactly what we have at Alive and Well, high potency. NAC, N-acetylcysteine, helps your body, it's the main producer of glutathione, your brain's master antioxidant, says Dr. Sears, MD.
One of my
its
favorite
nutrients. Its anti-inflammatory properties, NAC, improves BDNF levels by reducing oxidative stress and inflammation. Those things can impair BDNF production. He cites the medical trials.
Brain-derived neurotrophic factor.
Right, and he says that that's a critical thing, not only for your lungs and all the other things that it
and
does.
And your liver.
And lungs and your liver and kidneys, as is used in the top hospitals to restore liver and kidney degeneration caused by the terrible over-the-counter painkillers, the leading cause of liver failure. But N-acetylcysteine also produces glutathione, your brain's master antioxidant. Then he was saying, get a 600 milligram, just exactly what we have been saying, what we talk. But also remembering that it prevents the death of the alveoli in the lungs and eliminates abnormal excessive mucus congestion, all the other things that it does. I think that's just amazing, and to be sure. And you know, one of the things
and,
that we...
And if you would like to hear, an amazing testimonial about the effects of NAC and quercetin and vitamin C, come into Alive and Well. I'm there 6 days a week, and I can relate to you a story which is very personal to me, and I think be quite enlightening for everybody in the fact of what NAC and the nutrients can do for lungs and livers and brains. It's quite amazing what NAC has done. And I'd be more than delighted to tell you again. But I've repeated it so many times on the radio, I think other people who've heard it are sick and tired of it.
It's okay. It's good. It's because it's life itself for you. That's and for so many others.
And here's something else. When you're talking about taking vitamins, you want the highest quality of vitamins. You want the best effective potency of vitamins. You want something that has been shown to be effective time and time again. And that's what you find when you buy the Alive and Well brand of vitamins. Why am I pushing Alive and Well? Because it is all of those things. It is the highest quality brand of vitamins you will find anywhere. We've been dealing with vitamin manufacturers for the past 60 years. And we've found the ones that have been, that really live up to the standards of what holistic nutrition is all about. To give you the best quality, the best effective potencies, and the best prices.
And
we give you along with it, if you so desire, free nutritional counseling on how to use this. We're not doctors, and we don't play doctor. We don't pretend to be doctor. But we are reporters, and we report to you what holistic physicians have been saying for as long as we've been, longer than what we've been in the business or health nuts. Holistic physicians have been shouting from the rooftops for 60, 70, 80 years, more, 100 years, about what nutrients can do to rebuild the very essence of life itself, and that's the spark in every cell in your brains, your eyes, your heart, your little toe, all of it with nutrients, not reducing symptoms, which doesn't create health, but rebuilding and restoring real life in every cell.
And he goes on, he has a whole article that he goes on right on saying, we'll just to highlight a few words here, about how desperately destructive, kill yourself with this thing, he's saying, the omega-6 fatty acids are, those terrible, and how it's terrible, these call them seed oils, dominate and destroy health. And he goes on to say, they're widely used in processed foods, fast food industry. He called them the hateful eight. Most use seed oils, hateful eight.
And they're okay. promoted by all the food industry.
Right.
And certain health nuts say, oh, you've got to have...
Just what he says.
You've got to have safflower,
seed oil
soy,
consumption.
Corn,
seed oil consumption has increased 1,000-fold. And to start with, these oils are created through, the doctor says, through harsh chemical process. They're bleached, heated, deodorized, refined, toxic solvents like hexane are used to make the oil extraction easier. It's just, but they says he called them the hateful eight most used in all the restaurants, et cetera, and fast foods are canola, corn, cottonseed, grapeseed, rice bran, safflower, soybean. In fast foods, these oils are used for deep frying, heated to ultra-high temperatures, reused repeatedly, just as you've said, Den.
Right.
Oxidizes, oils are free radicals, oxidized triglycerides. So he says how deadly they are. And how this has that shift has happened here through the years to make this so destructive to human health, you know. And he talks about it, they're deadly and
well,
they kill
create
people.
Inflammation.
That's exactly what he says.
Right back to the very basic function of your cells and reducing inflammation.
That's his back.
By
his
using the DHA high potency from fish oil, and by using the cardio CoQ10 and the brain power and the pain power, all these things reduce inflammation, which stops the destruction of every cell in your body.
And when he's talking about those terrible oils, he's saying those omega-6 fatty acids, I'm saying, spark inflammation, the deadly toll they take on your health. And these linoleic acids ramp up disease-causing chronic inflammation, increase free radicals and oxidative stress, just as you've said, Dennis.
Just as you've said. But
so,
what I say is
chronic inflammation.
I'm simply repeating
oxidative
what holistic physicians say.
Mitochondrial dysfunction. It causes insulin resistance, so it causes diabetes, a premature aging, gut microbiome, cancer, all of heart disease, omega-6 fatty acids, they're killing you, and dementia, osteoporosis, diabetes, all of these premature death. These omega-6 oils, stop it. Stop it, okay? And thank God for the doctors telling us about it.
And that litany of diseases that you just went through.
Yes.
Are all caused by chronic inflammation.
That's right.
Chronic inflammation. By eating those kinds of substances, the negative, the vegetable oils, the safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut oils, they all create inflammation. Sugar creates inflammation. Refined carbohydrates create inflammation. Preservatives and colorings and flavorings and texturizers all create inflammation.
Yes.
Where do you find all of those components? In trash foods.
Trash foods, and that's just
in ultra-processed foods.
Right, and I want to be sure to get for you here to hear this too, because Dr. McCullough, MD, he does an analysis of all the things medically, and he says your body's, the immune system is your body's defense against cancer. And he gives you this information, I want you to be sure to hear. Cancer is affecting younger individuals more than ever before. And he says, inflammation is the central role in cancer development.
And what puts out inflammation? Pain,
a
power.
Poor diet, that's right. Environmental, the things that cause it, poor diet, environmental chemicals, and persistent viral infections and drugs contribute to immune system suppression. And the COVID-19 jab contributes to the cancer risk through persistent inflammation from spike proteins. Your immune system, says the doctor, particularly your T cells and your natural killer cells, is crucial for fighting cancer. And the practical preventive measures, he says, including eating organic, pesticide-free foods instead of these terrible processed foods, reducing chemical exposure, maintaining and avoiding, okay, and stop taking those shots and syrup. And they go on about all inflammation. And the whole big article we'll get to again is the root cause of cancer. And that's the whole thing he's saying about here.
Of every
and
disease in the world.
Modern diets and processed food and ultra-processed foods, man-made chemicals, are the cause of cancer. And they go. He goes on to all the medical background for all of this. Well, you know, at Alive and Well, we share this with you. When you come in and you're eating at the wondrous, incredible broth cafe and an organic, high-concentration juices, only in glass, not plastic, but all of these wonderful things that are there, terrific prices, but also free of the toxic, horrible chemicals that's there. We can always call our 877-4950, and we can have everything ready for you. If you don't feel like waiting, you want it there, you want to have parties, you want to have groups getting together. Don't give garbage to your loved ones, to yourself, to your friends. Do the goodies, okay? The goodies are there and Alive and Well for any of our services, the 877-4950. Remember, Dennis and I are not doctors. Don't pretend to be doctors. Nothing like that. Nothing like that. But we just love to share good information about what doctors have learned about nutrients and clinical trials. Set up a time so that we're there for you in a comfortable area. We can share information. 877-4950. Set up a time so we're not with somebody else or doing something else. With Dennis or with Mona, there's no charge, and we're not doctors, but we just share the information like we're sharing great information with you now. You have a right to know, okay? To take back your health. Isn't that right?
That's right, baby. This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time
that optimum health is alive and well in Kahului.
Aloha.